Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for May 2015. May marks the start of the noctilucent cloud season, which runs from the middle of the month to the start of August. Noctilucent clouds are, as their Latin name suggests, night shining. They are quite rare and can put on quite a spectacular display. These clouds are very high up in the atmosphere in an area called the mesosphere, which is around 80 kilometres above the ground. This is a lot higher than where the more normal clouds form in the troposphere, which is in the lower 5 to 10 kilometres of the atmosphere. They're caused by sunlight shining through ice crystals formed at these heights. During the summer, the sun is only just below the horizon overnight, and is just at the right angle for the ice crystals to refract the sunlight so that it can be seen here on the ground. Look out for an eerie blue-white luminous cloud between 10 p.m. and midnight clock time, low in the northwest. Now on to the moon. Full moon is on the 4th of the month, with the new moon following 2 weeks later on the 18th, so the middle of the month is best for observing. And now the planets. Venus remains prominent this month in the west-northwest, the very bright object after sunset. Mercury is also on show at the start of the month, just after sunset. That's around 10 p.m, when it will be quite high above the horizon in the west-northwest, in the constellation of Taurus, quite near Venus, in fact. Mars is not visible this month, but Jupiter continues to shine brightly at the start of the month, but as the month proceeds it will continue to get lower and lower, where the Earth's thick atmosphere will start to ruin any image in a telescope. The highlight of the month will be Saturn, making its return. Currently in the constellation Libra, in the south, it will be best seen just after midnight, although it is not very high in the sky. Look out for detail on the rings, and some of the brighter moons through binoculars or a telescope. There is one decent meteor shower to look out for this month, the Eta Aquarids. And these peak in the early hours of the 6th of May, with the radiant, or apparent position of where the meteors stream from, low in the east at about 3 a.m. The zenithal hourly rate, or the maximum number of meteors you would expect to see under ideal conditions if you are directly underneath the radiant, is about 55, but don't expect to see anywhere near this amount in the UK. On now to constellation watching. We are now well into the summer sky. I mentioned Cygnus, or rather the Cygnus family, last month, and this month I want to talk about a couple of lesser known constellations, the Cup and the Crow, or the Raven, otherwise known as Crater and Corvus. Now these might pose you a little challenge to find them. They are both quite low in the southwest in the middle of the month, around 11 p.m, just to the right of Virgo and the bright star Spica. Corvus is a nice little constellation that looks like a square of stars with one of the corners pulled away. Crater is harder to see, as there is only one star of similar brightness to those in Corvus. However, if you look to the right of Corvus, you might see a semicircle of stars, and this is Crater the Cup. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, a planisphere is an invaluable tool for finding out what is visible where and when, for any date and time of the year, and these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now, but listen out next month for June's highlights. Bye for now.